Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. One of my favorite guests is tough to get on because he's so busy, is Cody Snodgrass, CIA munitions expert and whistleblower. And Cody, I mentioned just on the break, literally half a minute ago, that the people that are doing the right thing are getting attacked. And I was watching listening to an interesting show the other day by Joyce Meyer, is one of my favorite televangelists on TV. And there's not many that are favorites of Deagle. And what she was asking is a question of why do we suffer, right? Now, we suffer for three reasons. And this is important to understand this principle so you can actually find a solution. First reason, we suffer because we're in a fallen world. This world is run by Satan, Lucifer, the dialectic powers of evil. Second is, if you actually do the right thing like Jesus did, you get crucified. So you can expect the world to be in opposition if you start doing the right thing, just like when you refuse to do the munitions blowing up of the Murrah building, because they had moved the medical records of our veterans that were exposed to depleted uranium or the experimental squalene laced vaccine, trying to destroy the records so they didn't have to have the liability of taking care of injured veterans. And again, remember, this is Veterans Weekend coming up. We talk about honoring. That's why the code for our great sale right from midnight last night, right through midnight Tuesday, is the code HONOR. And the third reason why we suffer is God allows it. He allows us for one reason. He wants us to overcome. He wants us to find solutions to the problem of how to get not only the emotional truth and the intellectual truth, but the spirit truth to people. People don't make changes unless their spirit truth spikes and strikes their soul. They have to know that they're not only they're just their physical existence, but the actual reason why they exist is in danger. And that's why when you get people like yourself that finally said, hey, I've been involved with this and that, maybe good or bad in the past, they reach the nexus, especially after a near-death experience like you did, to realize you can only do good when you do God. You have to add the little extra O there. And if you know what God says, because 98% of what the devil does doesn't taste, look, or smell bad. It actually looks pretty damn good. And that's why, you know, even Jesus was challenged by Lucifer to say, take him to the top of the temple, and if you will worship me, I'll give you all these kingdoms, because guess what? Lucifer has them. Now, the reason why I'm saying here, and I'm going to say something a little shocking, but we not only have to get the intellectual truth out to people, like your book, which we'll advertise here in a second, and have shows listen to people, but we want to get what we call spirit words. When I speak, I'm speaking from the heart, which means there's spirit words going through the radio and the podcast and so on, that are concerned not just of a fellow man, concerned to his other fellow men and women in the world, and the biosphere, and literally the fact that we're heading toward an extinction-level event, which is omnicide, but they are getting the love through us, which are called as apostles and prophets, because you're an apostle, I'm an apostle, and we are prophets telling the people of God to repent of, number one, your own intentions of your heart. It says in the Bible, lean not unto their own understandings, but in every way, lean unto God. And the second thing we can do is we can actually broadcast those intention fields, and I know how to do it. I'm not going to say on air how I do it, but everything that crosses from the realm of the physical to the spirit realm is reverse speech. Now, if you know how to do reverse speech, and actually reverse speech and intention, which they talk about in the Spirit-filled churches called the speaking in tongues, and if you have someone who has what's called a discerning of tongues, a lot of people speaking tongues are either speaking gibberish or they're speaking spirit words that are not biblically good. But a small percentage are actually speaking truth because someone in the church is supposed to interpret those and tell the body of the believers exactly what it means. The fact is, if you broadcast the proper spirit worlds into the spirit realm, you alter the collective consciousness, the superconsciousness, because to some extent there's a seamlessness of all consciousness, even from Lucifer right up to the all-knowing one, which is the omniscient one that is doesn't have a past or future because God's always existed. And that knowledge actually changes the spirit realm and actually influences the physical. So part of the way to stop the attack is pray for your enemies, but also to spread intellectual or spirit words into the spirit world by praying. The most powerful thing we can do is prayer. And with my technology, I know how to do prayer amplification billions and trillions of times. So I'm not going to broadcast how I do that, but I want to start getting, at some point I'm going to get people to send me their prayers as MP3s. I will take out of those prayers a way of broadcasting the prayer intention fields of people, because the collective prayers of us is what's going to protect us. It's not going to be artificial intelligence like they want to put on us. It's not going to be just kind of whistleblowers like us telling the truth, because if everybody was converted just by whistleblowers, already 99% of the U.S. population would believe us, and there wouldn't be two different parties. People would just want the truth party. But we don't have that. And people are heading toward catastrophe. I just heard that Donald Trump canceled the meeting with Kim because Kim was playing, you know, basically war games with him. So I'd like you to kind of insert your ideas there, because you have a spirit knowledge as well.
Yes. A lot of that stuff you said was spot on. What we have to do, you know, spiritually, is to let go of all our hatred and anger.
Right.
And say thank you for the lessons and opportunities that we experience here on the earth plane to raise our soul's vibrational frequency into the light.
Even the physical illnesses, the geopolitical things, like the challenge you were put to, literally, here's $1 million, go blow up the building, and if you don't, we're going to try to persecute. And they tried to kill you back in Colorado after you went on John V. Wells' show.
Yeah.
So people need to know that you and I, and people don't know my whole testimony. If they knew my whole testimony, they would fall down and cry if they knew what I've gone through to tell them the truth. It's disgusting. It's vile. And the evil that's even come to me, like the Pindar, people have no idea what I've been through to be their older brother and servant. And I'm sure you've gone through hell, too. But God allows that so he can not only harden us to seek the truth, but also keep us humble that without God, we are useless, aren't we?
Yeah, and you're right. This is a fallen world, and what we're seeing now is a struggle between the forces of light and the forces of darkness right here on the earth.
Right, and it's Memorial Weekend, so remember our fallen troops. They fell not just because they're fighting a kind of a physical battle against a country that wanted to harm to us, and not just the economic challenge like China. They fell because a culture was demonically energized to cause our country and the world and the people in general great harm. Look at the way they run China. They got helmets to wear that monitor their brainwaves. If you say something in social media, you may not even be able to get on a bus or train. You have to understand the powers that be globally want to bring that to America if they can get away with it. And the Matrix is coming. The Matrix is coming. People say, no, Dr. Deagle, you're a conspiracy theorist. They say, you know what? The most vile thing you can do, the most greatest sin you can do on earth, you know what it is to disrespect the word of God through his prophets and apostles. Mass murder, even killing the unborn, is not as vile as that, because there's always grace except for that one sin, the sin of literally disrespecting the Holy Spirit spoken through the words of the prophet or apostle. It's not my words or your words. It's the words of truth and the Most High God. And when that's gone, there's no more grace. All that's left is judgment. And that's why, whether it's our nation or individuals, unless we turn back to God and realize we don't have the answers, but he always does, we're done, aren't we?
Yeah, and that's what they're trying to do now with all this censorship, this massive wave of censorship on YouTube and stuff that's been occurring here in the last...
Oh, yeah. I did a talk just on Friday on video over the week on a Saturday. The default bar talk on Friday with Gary Richard Arnold, and we just talked about the fake conservatives on the right, including Michelle Malkin and others that are basically fake conservatives, you know? What's her name? I call the praying mantis of the conservatives.
Lisa?
There's a bunch of them, anyway. The name will probably appear to me in just a minute. What I want people to start grasping is that you went through hell because you did the right thing back in Oklahoma City. I'm sure there's other situations that have happened since where you've been harassed, you've known you're under surveillance, you've had to flee from your home there in Colorado and go elsewhere for a period of time. And you continue to do the truth, because I think your colleague in Netherlands is putting a show with, what's his name?
Ole Damegaard.
Now, Ole has been at this for a long time. In fact, he's looked at the pathology of the connection of what we call the psychic connection between different crimes. For example, I think they've even changed the term now to call Ole Damegaarding things. So in other words, evil always puts out signals and signs of even what it's going to do in the future, because it's a demonic principle. They have to tell you in advance what they're going to do, and if you don't understand it, you're a willing victim. If you do, you might be one of them, is what they think.
Yeah.
That's how bizarre their thought process is. Some people might call it karma. I call it the demonic rules of evil. They can't do evil to you unless you submit to it by remaining ignorant. How's that? What do you think of this latest development here? And I've got a couple articles up here. It talks about Trump has basically canceled his Singapore nuclear summit with North Korea. Tell me what your solution is, and I'll give you mine, because you're a brilliant guy. I got to tell you, and I are, and I say, spiritual cohorts. We are both, by God's determination, two of the main witnesses to the event that happened before 9/11. A lot of the same technology was used to demolish the building. In fact, the guy that approached me of the five special op chemists, and you're a special op chemist, that were in the team that went to the Khobar Towers in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, years before, and there was seven times more info, and just blew the building windows in and didn't destroy the structure or the girders of the building or cause an internal fire. The amazing thing I think that people should understand is that this is not a rational thing to happen. 9/11 was a demolition. In fact, it was a basketball player, a fairly famous one this week, who wrote on one of their, in the grass, I think, that Bush did 9/11. Of course he did. His brother was a munitions expert, safety expert for the building, and his last day of work was 9/11. Marvin Bush. People have to understand this is all planned out, pre-planned out. In fact, 3 years before 9/11 in 1998, a munitions expert who I was in contact with from Finland actually offered to demolish the buildings for the Port Authority of New York with RDX to cut out the outside joists and a chain of pearls of micronukes down the center of the building to cause an atomic blast that would actually, with the X-ray flux, actually hit any paramagnetic material, including people and concrete, and turn them into an atomic vapor. But that's why 40% of the building debris wasn't in the pile. It was an atomic vapor that blew away as a giant cloud. People need to know that. They need to know that the debris hauled up to Great Kills on Staten Island was the only other site besides the Israeli embassy that was nuclear radioactive, giving off impulses if you scanned over the city by helicopter. And I have all the regular and classified sources on this. So this isn't open to anybody's damned opinion. After this number of years afterward, we have to understand we have evil elements in our government that will not only spy on us, like Brenner and Clapper now, trying to apologize and say, oh, they're only spying on the Russians, not on the Trump campaign. But we have, our country is willing to kill 3,000 plus citizens, and the number estimated that died from 9/11 is 75,000 plus are dying prematurely from it, from the radiation and the heavy metal isotopes, etc. But also, a third of a million are having their health deteriorate because of the cause of the debris just from 9/11. So, truth, basically, this truth speaking is going to, you know, God spoke the world into existence, and he knew in advance even those who would fall away, but he also knew those who would actually turn to him in tribulation. In fact, God said to me before he sent me back when I was 8 and a half, he said, not if, but when you fall away, because you have been willing to put your soul in jeopardy by serving me, because if you disobey, you will be annihilated. Not since your ancestor Moshe has said that to me, to take my name from the book of life. So when you fall away, I will shake you and bring you back in relationship. And God brought you back too, didn't he? He brought you back in relationship. That's why I pray for fallen ones like Hillary Clinton, who's inhabited by a Draco reptilian monstrosity, and why even President Trump, who's a high-level Royal Archmason, he's wrestling like King Herod Agrippa with whether or not he's going to be a Trump Pinocchio or stay a wooden president or become a real-life Christian, Bible-believing president who's pro-life, going to strengthen our borders, have humane immigration policies, but not deal foolishly with people like North Korea. They need to be decapitated if they don't submit. So what's your plan for North Korea?
Well, I don't have a solution, you know, for North Korea. I do not understand that situation fully. I did have lunch with a guy that was in Air Force Intelligence once, and he was stationed there at the DMZ and got to see all the classified files. And he told me that, he always thought that if World War III ever broke out, that it would be there in Korea.
Well, actually, it's not the primary trigger. The primary trigger is the Middle East. And I'll tell you what North Korea is. North Korea is an epiphenomenon. Think of it this way. If you and I are surgeons and we're in the operating room and we see this giant boil on somebody's abdomen, and people say, well, I wonder why we're in the operating room. And I say, well, we did an ultrasound and then a CT scan. And we found out there was a giant abscess in the Douglas pouch. And that pimple you see on their skin is actually just North Korea. But the abscess is China and Russia inside the abdomen and Douglas pouch. So we have 18.5 out of 25 million people starving to death in what we call a hermit empire, where they've actually worshipped this guy. Have you ever saw the movie, Interview? And one of the funniest statements in the movie is that the people in North Korea believe that that Kim Jong and his father and grandfather were like supermen. They didn't actually go poo-poo. They didn't go to the bathroom number two. They actually generated like nuclear waste inside their body and actually only had to urinate. That's how crazy they are. And this hermit kingdom is basically this so insular that the people there are basically kept in this intellectual and bubble, like, you know, Brave New World 1984. And basically, North Korea wouldn't exist unless Russia gave the Rosatom reactors and rocket engines and even guidance systems to Kim and his nuclear scientists. And it's not just a North Korean issue, because remember, Russia and China are hell-bent on proliferating nuclear weapons to Pakistan, which we've actually collaborated with AQ Khan, but Iran and to Venezuela. In fact, people have to know, well, how do you know about Venezuela? Well, I was a whistleblower 5 years ago because I started getting visions about nuclear missiles, Russian missiles, on the Guatemalan-Mexican border. Now, I notified the government, and quietly they just got removed. But the fact is, not like, you know, remember in Nicaragua, we had actually nuclear missiles being brought into Nicaragua some years ago, and they had the invasion. Remember that? Manuel Noriega? It wasn't just the drug trade, because Noriega was actually working with us, because the drug trade, as you probably know, is run by our government. All right? Remember the book Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper?
Yeah.
He made that very clear. Okay, people need to know this. I know as a fact the Bush clan, in fact, even if you look at their ranch in Texas, which is not too far from that compound where they went in, what was the place where they killed all those people in that big home complex?
Waco. Branch Davidian
Complex. But it turned out a number of the people that worked in the Branch Davidian compound were actually worked on the airport where they were shuttling drugs in and out of Waco, Texas, and not only in collaboration with Bill Clinton, but also with the Bush family. The Bush family are deeply involved in the drug trade worldwide, which is shuttling up to $2 trillion of money, not just from drug trade, but organ trade, to the deep state. The deep state actually is off the books, so the Congress and Senate do not have oversight to see where this money is coming from, where it's going.
Yes.
They don't understand, for example, Bechtel Corporation, which started here in California, is a primary corporation in the Western world building underground cities and dormant magma domes or underground tunneling machines, which I took care of John Fiala, one of the cohorts working with Phil Schneider. I know everything. I don't just know some of this crap. I know all of it, and it's disgustingly scary as hell, sci-fi stuff you can't believe because it seems so bizarre. There's no way it could be real, but it is. I've been in the underground city, so I'm going to tell you, it's not made up.
No, it's not. But it's definitely not.
It's also not made up that we are interacting with advanced ETs from other worlds and other dimensional planes, and it's been a long-standing thing going on for centuries and millennia. It's not something new. I mean, that's why the Vatican supports all this crazy stuff about ET, because they think they're even going to evangelize us, including this current nutty pope.
Yes.
Hard to believe, though. You say, well, Dr. Deagle, I can't believe all that stuff. It seems too incredible. Look, I'm only touching the outside edge of the cake. You wouldn't believe what I know. If I told you to go, you'd be in a cataplectic shock.
If you...
Seeking the truth, hell. And welcome back. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize what we go through just to serve God and be His sons and servants. And believe me, I consider myself a man of spittle. But I noticed lately, the last 2 years, that I don't get anybody that really wants to challenge me toe-to-toe. They just want me to shut up. But I don't get any. I haven't had a caller actually call and disagree with me in 6 years. And I have millions of audience. Podcasts all over the place. Videos, everything. I'm also noticing an increase in the surveillance society. I did a video on Saturday talking about the fake. It was Ann Coulter, by the way, besides Michelle Malkin. Ann Coulter, we recalled it. And others that are actually fake right-sided conservatives that won't mention these secret orders. Even Donald Trump, if you want to come clean, you talk about the fact he was a higher-level Royal Arch Scottish Rite Mason, and when you reach the 17th level of the York Rite, you have to accept the ineffable name of God as Yabalon, Yahweh, the Creator God. Of course, he gets first dibs. But then you get Baal, the fertility god, and Osiris, the god of the underworld. So two of those three names are names for Lucifer. People don't know that, do they? They don't realize our Constitution was based on Luciferic, not Christian principles. Every government and every scientific medicine, every university of any order in any country is completely Luciferic. And people don't get that, do they? In fact, most of the, even the churches call themselves Christian are teaching Luciferic principles of good and evil, not God's principles, are they?
No.
They're lost. Now, someone like me needs to show up. In fact, I would periodically, I'd beg on them, and I'm going to do it right now, free. I don't charge you a damn cent. You want me to speak in your church by video, I will speak in your church anywhere in the world. I haven't had a church request for me to do that since late winter of 2000. That's 18 and a half years ago, where I spoke at Living Waters Fellowship in St. Paul, Minnesota. The reason is, those who are fake Christians, fake right, fake left, whatever, they're all Luciferians, and they don't want to hear the truth or hear something that cuts through the bone and actually cuts off the BS. They don't want to hear it. That's why when we had come up to Memorial Day, our poor patriots and people who have died or been dismembered or come back injured or PTSD, we need to respect the blood that they have suffered in the post coming back here, unemployed, brain dead, or even suicidal. And a lot of times they're given drugs like I call Kill You Jack to kill themselves. I've treated these vets for 40 years, and I'm sick and tired of people that think they know what the problem is or the solution, and they don't. I do. There is not a problem on earth that I don't have a solution for. None. You can ask me anything in any sphere of influence, whether it's fixing North Korea or anything, I will give you an instantaneous and complete answer as to what it is. So I'll tell you what we need to do with North Korea. A real problem is not North Korea, it's Russia and China. We should immediately take those four banks and actually sanction them so we shut off the money flow to those banks in China. We should immediately freeze all the money for the PLA billionaires that are under Mr. Xi. We should lock down all the bank accounts of all the oligarchs in Russia. And we should we can monitor from space with torsion field imaging where every nuclear materials are up to miles underground. We should decapitate the North Korean regime if he won't come to the table by hitting him with gamma ray weapons and rods from God from space. And we should destroy that missile silos where there's 18,000 tube rockets aimed towards Seoul, so at the very first hour, up to 500,000 or more people are going to die or more in Seoul, South Korea, caused by not only Kim killing people in Seoul, but also he's promised to kill 250,000 people in their prisons just near Pyongyang. So my solution is capitulate or die. And I think we should make it real plain to China, if they interfere, which they've already said they're going to, we need to make them on full notice that we're going to nuke every one of their cities and turn it into an atomic vapor. That's the only thing they understand is force. They do not understand intellectual dialogue or reasonableness, and their culture is like one from the Middle Ages that accepts totalitarianism. whether it's Russia or China, they have to understand, they will understand force. And the violence of the righteous needs to exceed the helter-skelter of the wicked. They need to know that, don't they?
Yeah, but the thing is, a lot of people are worried about doing any kind of first strike on North Korea.
I know how to do it in such a way that would completely decapitate them and they have no response.
Like with EMP weapons?
I know how to do lots of stuff. Scalar weapons from space, geotectonic weapons, all kinds of stuff. And believe me, I have classified access to information, supernatural access. People say, how do you know all this stuff? I said, look, three of the sources. Public information, you can go read the World Watch Institute, the Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs Journal. Then classified, I have contacts inside the Pentagon, CENTCOM, etc. And third, I have supernatural. I have second sight. God's given me the sight like the ancient prophets, Jeremiah. So if I need to know anything, I just need to pray and God shows me. I get literally visions, standing visions right in front of me. It tells me exactly what's going on. So I'm not normal by any means. And the reason why I do this is it's not for my sake. It's a pain in the butt because people think you're not. You're crazy. You're psychotic. You're manic depressive. No, I don't want to hear any of this crap. I'm trying to save the human race from disaster because if we play around with North Korea, if they don't do it, they'll proliferate, say, to Iran, which they basically have Iranian scientists. You know, they pay, Iran pays $3 billion a year just to have their scientists on site so they can actually study what Kim is doing and getting all this technology, both from Russia, from Rosatom, and from China. $3 billion they pay. Just, this is the money they pay North Korea just to have people on site to study what the hell they're doing. And you might think North Korea is the primary trigger. They're not. The primary trigger is Iran. So that's why the Waziristan plant, in fact, you just got a call while you're on the air from Bill Salas. I've been trying to get him on for weeks because he wrote this book. We had him on several years ago talking about the prophecies related. Now, he believes in foolishness like the rapture, which is BS. But the man is quoting scripture, and he's right. His book, 95% of it is true except for the rapture foolishness. Because if you actually have an Aramaic Bible, which I have, and you study the Aramaic and Hebrew, it says two in the field and one are taken. The one that's taken is not the good one taken to heaven. It's the evil. Okay? So people need to know when the rapture comes, it means God's literally going to take evil right out of the earth. He's going to truncate it. He's going to cut it off. Just like if Kim doesn't capitulate. But remember, Kim is a symptom. He's a pimple on the boil on the intra-abdominal abscess of Russia and China. Russia and China are challenging America and the West to take over financial control. They want to build the matrix. They want to build everything on earth. They want total control of the whole world for the sake of the Pindar and the Druidic Council of 13. People don't know Satan is making his final thrust for power to control and set up the matrix. And God literally brought me supernaturally, October 10th, 1993, and 9 months of the day, he brought me physically to Schriever Air Force Base, the primary node of the Mark of the Beast Matrix Project. It's real. It's right there in Colorado. You know Colorado is the center for control of the world, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's not a peripheral site. Colorado is where it's at, including the new headquarters for the CIA and NSA are actually in Colorado and Denver. Do you know that?
Yeah, underneath Buckley Air Force Base.
That's right. Buckley Air Force Base and also the airport. In fact, we used to call it the Denver Imaginary Airport. I took care of the people who were doing the excavation for years, and I was a civil aviation pilot examiner for decades. We used to call it Denver Imaginary Airport. The facility under DIA is the largest underground facility on Earth. It's 81 square miles, and it goes down many levels. The amount of debris taken out of there was greater than when they first built the Panama Canal. That's how much they spent in East Colorado and Western Kansas. It's unreal how big it is.
Yeah, I know an associate that used to work for MI6 British Intelligence, and they went all through those underground tunnels up there under Denver Airport, and reported to me that it was a massively huge complex.
Right. With their own nuclear reactors for generating power, their own air exchange systems, they got everything. And it goes down so many levels, it's literally an underground world. People don't know this. They don't understand DIA is actually the first world spaceport for international space travel. Do you know that?
Wow.
Spaceport. The first spaceport on the planet is DIA.
That's why they have those little teepee-looking roofs where they can remove it all and make a port out of it.
No, they don't need to go through that port. I'll tell you, it's interesting when you look at the Palace of Lucifer in the transdimensional realm of the superconscious realm. DIA looks exactly like the temple for Lucifer. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, isn't that wild? I mean, people don't know how Colorado is centered to their whole plan, which is why it's interesting God brought me to Colorado, and I got deeply embedded. I got above top secret clearance to know everything that's going on firsthand in Oklahoma City, but so many projects, and because I have a photographic memory and science knowledge and almost everything from mathematics to metallurgy to quantum mechanics, etc., I was writing programs, nonlinear programs, in parallel processing supercomputers back in the early 70s. So I know lots of stuff, crazy stuff. Welcome back. So, Cody, I'd like you to give us some wisdom as we're heading to Memorial Weekend. This is a spiritual battle. It's one that requires spirit knowledge. It requires people to repent. And I don't see repentance yet. I see, you know, and I support Trump and the idea of making America great financially again, but it has to make it spiritually great again. First step is being pro-life again. And that's not just pro-life, getting rid of Obamacare, which has death panels. Did you know, and you're not going to believe this, but it's hard to believe it is true, did you know they have an ICD-9 code that the guillotine is a therapy? So beheading you is actually a therapy sanctioned by the Obamacare, as well as death panels. And I had a neurosurgeon on the program about 3-4 years ago that actually stated that if you came in and needed a lacunar bleed in your brain because of hypertension, and you needed to have it clotted, stopped, that the department would say, oh, you're 72 years of age, your Apache score is low, your chances of having complications. And even if you're healthy and run your own business and you're retired and play golf, it doesn't matter. It goes to the death panel that meets on Tuesday. Now, unless the doctor does a surgery on you, you're going to die. So you need to get in the operating room right away and get that clot stopped, when you can do it with a catheter up your groin. But guess what? The doctor will be sanctioned up to $500,000 the first time. The second time is up to 5 years in prison. Did you know that?
No.
Now, Obamacare's not gone yet. People don't realize, they don't enforce it because they don't want to have a massive response to the public. But believe it or not, just like the national ID, do you know the national ID passed under George Bush after they did 9/11? Because remember, Bush did 9/11 in his family. And you have to understand that was a deep state. In fact, a project called Project Omega, which is conceived by the Nazi Germans after channeling to the transdimensional entities called the Gesellschaft Society of Nazi Germany. George Bush Sr., right? George H.W. Bush, whose wife recently died, he actually finished the project in 1982 of what's called the Omega Project, which tied all the intel agencies on the world deck under one thing, not just Five Eyes. Every intel agency on Earth is actually linked together now. You probably know that, right?
Yeah, there's links. It's like a big octopus.
That's right. That's fact. Their symbol is an octopus. They call it Project Omega. Now, you have to understand that what we're saying here is this is not like a prelude to things down the road, decades and centuries or whatever. We're deep in it right now. In fact, we're in the 7 fat years, and all hell is going to break loose. Now, there's things that Trump is doing that I'm very pleased with, the pro-life, but I got to get messages through to him because it looks to me like he's going to screw up the negotiations with North Korea and Iran. It looks like he's probably going to do something catastrophic that the globalists want him to do that's going to probably result in the loss of life, a lot of life. Our troops, people from Seoul, maybe the people in prison near Pyongyang, and maybe a lot of people in western Iran near the Waziristani reactor, near the Bushehr reactor, and we've already tracked how much radiation is going to be released if they hit it. I guarantee with people like Lightning Bolt Bolton, and Mike Pompeo, the likelihood of Trump doing something catastrophic is increasing dramatically, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Now, there may be a short-term action, but the long-term action is we're going to have a thermonuclear war. And the last thing that God showed me before he sent me back from heaven, and he had me about 400 miles above the earth, and my little Johnny shirt spattered with blood, and I looked over and I saw God, the Father, with white hair, and he had a purple talus on with the blood spattered all over it, and he's pointed down toward the earth, and I had a voice behind me say, "Behold the voice of the seven thunders." And I looked down, and I saw a light show. I said, oh, cool. And I saw these big flashes of light on the earth, especially over the lower 48 U.S. states. And then I looked at God, and he looked at me really angry, like, "You don't get it, kid." And then all those things turned into mushroom clouds. And I saw one, and I heard, "Behold, behold," the 7 times. And you would believe the things I saw. And I don't have time to go through it all now, but I can tell you, people have heard my testimony. You need to take it seriously. We are heading toward a thermonuclear war. We are. And if we do not repent and turn back to God, most Americans now alive are going to die, probably within the next decade. I'm not going to give you dates yet, but I can tell you, we're getting closer, like a boat getting closer to the dock, and you see the mist lifting. It's getting scary, isn't it? Oklahoma City was a warm-up. 9/11, guess what's next? Maybe it's a bomb in O'Hare Airport with a radiological bomb. We did simulations with the FBI and CDC. I was appointment at Reserve Admiral Hughes. God appointed all this hell I had to go through so I could tell you the truth as a broadcaster, retired doctor telling you the truth about this stuff so you'd repent and pray face down daily before the Most High God about your country, your president, and the craziness going on in our media. And the intel agencies and even our Silicon Valley literally giving our technology to the Chinese to subjugate them and plan to subjugate us in the Matrix. If you don't think it's coming, you're not paying attention. 12,000 satellites in 2 years, national ID in 2 years. If you don't think hell is coming, you're not paying attention.
All the writing's on the wall.
Oh, yeah, and this is ugly. I'm not going to tell people the whole truth of what I know, because literally they have a cardiac arrest. I want them to know, first they have a prayer arrest. Pray before God, ask God to tell you what to do to prepare physically and spiritually and tell your neighbors. People aren't ready for anything, are they? They don't have food stores, they don't have personal protection, they're not out of the big cities, they're not praying hard for our government to actually repent and get back to reality, they're not even checking the voter guides to make sure they don't direct to the wrong person like this guy John Cox here in California. He's a nutball. He's not a Republican.
There's a big spiritual vacuum, and a lot of people that I know have abdicated their spiritual responsibility.
Well, that's because since Trump was elected, they just accept the right and all the Christian right because Trump is literally doing things for pro-life. He doesn't want to lose his base, but the fact is Trump going to do the right thing? Firstly, I want to know, number one, he has to really use a military option very surgically correct, so if he's going to decapitate North Korea, he just basically gets rid of the generals and Kim's sister. It doesn't end up with a quarter million dead people in the prisons in Pyongyang, and maybe millions dead in Seoul, South Korea from these tube rockets. Plus, if he fires off a missile, because I guarantee if he's got something, he's got some missiles tucked away to fire, and if he has a targeting system from Russia or China, he's going to hit a U.S. city, and maybe millions of people are going to die in a thermonuclear flash. And if you don't think that happens, you're not paying attention. Right? And we don't have missile defense. I don't know if Trump's delusional, but we don't. I mean, I knew these guys intimately work on a missile defense at White Sands Missile Base in Vandenberg. We do not have accurate missile defense against even two or three or a dozen or hundreds of missiles. We don't. Multiple targeted warheads, hypersonic cruise missiles, the Russians have boasted about, and even the Chinese. The Chinese can take a submarine 300 miles off the coast and take out all our cities, and we wouldn't even know because in 12 to 15 minutes they're just vaporized atomic dust.
Yeah, it's like back in the Gulf War in 91, they showed Americans all the propaganda pictures of the smart bombs hitting their target and everything. The actual truth in a study done later was that only 40% of those smart weapons actually hit their targets.
Yeah, but even if they have higher percentage, the counter response and what the other side could do, for example, you can have some guy with a lyophilized bioweapon that they removed from the bioprepared program in the Soviet Union to Tehran and to Syria, and now those bioweapons are actually people that are maybe Muslim scientists. They can have it in a place like Chicago and just decide to take a lyophilized thing out of the back of their fridge, hydrate it, put it in a little spray bottle, and stick it out the window of a bus going down the road or a subway. People say, oh, no, that won't happen. I said, we did war game simulations actually testing it, and you know how successful we were? We killed everybody. We even had agents, hazmat officers, and military personnel going to the local hospitals in Denver, and we killed everyone. In other words, we have absolutely no defense against biological weapons. None. And we have no intel to actually identify if a radiological or biological weapon's been released, and how to identify it and intervene and even stop people from dying or spreading it. None. And when I met back in March of 2001, before 9/11, with the CDC and the FBI National Director and the Director of Infectious Disease, they basically were all laughing their heads off because they're evil. I said, I don't know if you guys are just evil or stupid. I confronted them. They thought, well, you're one of us, you know, because you went through security clearance. I'm thinking, at the end, they were plausibly, deniably giving me BS answers. after a couple of hours of sitting at a private dinner at our own table. It was weird. I mean, it was like otherworldly. It's like meeting with a bunch of minions from hell. And then people want to see if they can challenge Dr. Deagle. Do you know where I've been and all the crap I've been through? And I'm sure you have, too. So, Cody, we pray for our veterans. We pray for honor. That's the code for a coupon. We pray for spirit truth to the people of Earth. May the Lord God bless and keep you, all you veterans who have suffered. Many have died and many have been dismembered and have PTSD. May the Lord bless you and the blood you have done to pay for the truth of a nation that's supposed to be under God. Let us come back under God. May the prayer of the Most High God bring truth to the people of Earth, so the days of destruction do not visit us. And like the Book of Mark, if those days were not cut short, no flesh would survive. And thank you for your witness, Cody. We'll get you back on for another show. Maybe I won't talk so much.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Bill. We appreciate it.
Maybe we can do some video this weekend if you have time. Over the Memorial Weekend, we'll put some videos and shock people with more truth.
Right on. Happy Memorial Day.
Yeah, happy Memorial Day. Pray hard. We'll be back tomorrow with The Firing Line, Harley Schlanger, and Gary Richard Arnold. Take care.
I tried other brands.
Move your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.